This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition. I've got some musical Monday things that we can talk about.
All right.
Amongst many other things that, you know, are on my mind, I'm sure, and other things in your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And first time doing a show with Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, I've never done a show with the captain before.
Happy to have you.
Thank you.
Indeed. The telephone number for the listeners is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you would like to join in the conversation tonight. That is how you get on the air. It is Free Talk Live, and that is what we do here. So feel free to dial in. I wanted to kick things off, though, with an article out of NBC News from a few days ago that I found interesting. This says, thousands of service members, meaning military, saying no to the COVID vaccine.
I'm surprised they can say no.
That's what I thought. I didn't know that they could.
Yeah, I'm also surprised that they can say no. Some Army units are seeing as few as one-third agreeing to the vaccine.
Sounds about in line with the populace. I saw a poll saying that somewhere around 70% are intending to take this thing.
I don't know if I believe that.
Of the American people?
70% are intending to take it?
Take the vaccine.
That seems high.
Well, isn't it? Didn't you just say one-third of the troops are refusing it?
Yeah, so that is in line.
So that would be about in line.
Well, I guess, you know, I live, you know, amongst our community, and everybody's rather, nope, not going to take it.
But so many people I know in San Antonio who aren't libertarians, they were like, there's no way I'm taking that. So that's why it just seems so high to me.
Yeah, I mean, it could just be BS. Who knows? I mean, it's obviously going to be different in different areas of the country. Some urban areas, it's probably going to be more than 70%. In some rural areas, it'll probably be half and half or maybe less. Who knows?
Well, this article says that frustrated commanders are scrambling to knock down internet rumors and find the right pitch that will persuade troops to get the shot. Now, I don't know what they mean by knocking down internet rumors.
The idea that the vaccine could be deadly, that the vaccine could be dangerous, that it could have unwanted side effects. You know, anything that might be true would be an internet rumor, according to NBC News.
I don't get, and I bump into this in real life on a pretty regular basis. If you know how to use the internet, it's really not that difficult to get, you know, corroborating evidence, right? You know, if you suspect a thing, you know, it's not that difficult to go online, do some research, and go, oh, look, okay, yeah, you know, here's the source. As far as just, like, from a journalistic point of view.
Yeah, well, actually, you can find that there's evidence for all positions. So you can take whatever position you want and find evidence to support it, usually on the internet.
Correct. But at the same time, I find that people still sort of poo-poo the internet as a source of information, when it is probably the single greatest advancement in mankind as far as access to information.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, I guess I don't see that happening, but maybe it's just because the people I spend time around tend to respect the internet and use it a lot. But, yeah, it's definitely here in this NBC News story.
Yeah, I'll give you an example. The first apartment that I rented when I moved to New Hampshire, there was the stench of dog throughout the house. You could tell that the carpets were stained, that pets had, you know, taken care of their business on several areas of the carpets throughout the house. And, you know, the landlord said something like, well, I'll have a carpet cleaner guy come over. And I'm like, okay, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that that's not going to seal the deal. you know, I've seen this type of thing before in other apartments, and I don't think cleaning is going to, you know, take care of it.
Yeah.
Et cetera. And so on. I went on the internet, you know, did some looking. It turns out that, you know, if you see a certain type of stain and, you know, it has certain rings around it and, you know, it appears to have gone through, that it's likely soaked into the underlayments.
Oh, no.
And the, whatever, if there's any cushion between the carpet and the underlayments. Mm-hmm. And usually what they have to do is rip up the carpet, reseal the underlayment, which is painting, right? They use a special kind of paint they use to seal the underlayment, and then put new carpeting down. That's generally the consensus among renters and landlords online. I just went and found some forums. I went and found some people that had, you know, had pets, former landlords who had rented to people with pets.
Other people have been through this. That's one of the nice things about the internet is you can connect with those people.
Right. And so just through some reading, I had mentioned to the landlord, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I just, you know, I'm kind of a nerd, and I've been online, and I've looked at all this stuff, and here's what I found, and the first thing out of his mouth was, well, you know, you can't believe everything you read on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't.
And I'm like, yes, that's true. However, you know, these are my sources. This is what I found. This is what I believe to be true.
Right.
And so he went ahead and did it his way anyway, which, of course, cost him twice the money. Right, because he had to pay for the carpet cleaning guy to come out, clean the actual carpets, fail at it because the stench came right back, and then, you know, eventually come in, rip out the carpets, rip out the, you know, and then reseal the underlayment. And sure enough, you could tell. You could see the stains on the underlayment after they ripped out the carpet and the padding and all that stuff. So, yeah, you know, I was trying to help the guy out, you know. So.
Yeah, I used to be on anti-vaccination groups on Facebook when I had a Facebook, just because I wanted to get, like, other information that wasn't going to be, like, as available.
Right.
And there was, like, forums where lots of people would put all their information about vaccines. And it wasn't because I was anti-vaccine. I just wanted to learn more. And if I ever had kids, I wanted to, like, be informed about if I wanted to get vaccines. And they were always posting their conversations with, like, people who were mad at them for being anti-vaccine and not vaccinating their kids. And the people always said, like, you just got this off the internet. You're just getting your information off the internet. Even though it was, like, peer-reviewed scientific research, it's right. From the internet.
Right. And I was thinking about this actually on the drive over to the studio today, that the internet has done something to the human dynamic. And I could say this because, you know, I'm older than the internet. So before the internet, if you had a thought about something and you didn't know the answer, and you wanted to know the answer, you would think a couple of things, right? You would like, well, maybe I'll look that up when I go to the library the next
encyclopedia.
Time.
Encyclopedia.
Right? Kind of thing. Or you knew somebody who was, you know, your community expert, your family expert, whatever, your circle of friends expert on that particular topic. You're like, oh, I'll ask Billy, you know, the next time I see him or whatever. I have a friend, we call him the genius. And the reason we call him the genius is because his older brother was an actual radio DJ while he was growing up. And so he was exposed to a whole bunch of music albums and what year they came out. And, I mean, it was all basically rock and roll. And then he, of course, you know, became a heavy metal singer and drummer later on in his life. But, like, we call him the genius because we could call him up and be like, hey, do you remember that song from this band? And it was probably between this year and that year. What album was it? And he'd be like, oh, it was this.
Boom.
Right off the top of his head. Like Trivial Pursuit, you know, sort of genius.
Right? Yeah.
So that's how he got his nickname. So it occurs to me that that particular part of, you know, the social interaction of humans has gone away now, because now when I think of, you know, something like, oh, a song that I can't remember what album it's off of, I immediately go to the magic rectangle in my pocket instead of calling my friend the genius, you know.
Yeah, you know, there's still the people that are worth calling up on that, though. Daryl Perry, a former co-host here on Free Talk Live, he's like that with things like the State House of New Hampshire.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you want to know some sort of arcane, obscure rule of the government and how it works.
Or how the process.
Process. You know, you can call him up, and it would take, you could find it online, but it might take some time finding the right source
right.
and finding wherever, whatever this stupid, you know, house rule is, and he would just know it off the top of his head. So those people still are valuable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just saying that, like, people, you know, kids growing up with the internet are going to be less apt.
Are
going to be less apt to think of a person who might be a subject matter expert, an authority, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm using the term in a non-governmental fashion, the way authority is supposed to be used. But I figure that that's kind of going the way of the dodo.
Hmm. Yeah. Know? Probably so.
But I segue. This article says Some Army units are seeing as few as one-third agree to the vaccine. Military leaders searching for answers believe they have identified one potential convincer: an imminent deployment.
What does that mean? If you don't take the vaccine, you're going to get deployed?
Deployment's coming. You have to get it now. They can force them to get the vaccine because they're going to be deployed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, 603-283-6160. If you're in the military, are you getting the vaccine? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, developers. Do you want to add Bitcoin to your apps, website? Want to make something creative? AnyPay is the way. We made a super simple API just for you at AnyPay.dev. You don't need any special knowledge of Bitcoin. Plug it into your app or website, and it just works. Get paid on the transactions your users make. Whether you're brand new to web development or have decades of experience, you can add Bitcoin to anything with AnyPay.dev.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you'll like it.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text tech to 48542 for more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word tech to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word tech to 48542. Text tech to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join our conversation, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. We've been talking about this article from NBCNews.com that says as much as one-third of the military is refusing the COVID vaccine.
Good news.
And apologies, in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Hey, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And so, you know, our first reaction, of course, I think we shared the reaction, was I'm surprised that they're allowed to refuse. Because, I mean, basically, when you join the military, you're conscripted.
I got some intel about that. I texted this story to my little brother this morning because he's in the Air Force. And I said, I didn't even know you were allowed to refuse it. You should refuse it. And he was like, until the CDC says it's safe, and then they can make it mandatory.
Huh. Well, apparently, according to this article, they also have found a way to convince folks, and that is imminent deployment. Navy sailors on ships heading out to sea last week, for example, were choosing to take the shot at rates exceeding 80% or 90%. Air Force General, Air Force Major General Jeff Taliaferro.
Okay, so they can't mandate it if they're going out.
Yeah, I was under the impression they could. You know, much like if you travel overseas,
you do have to take certain vaccinations,
you know, type things. Vice Director of Operations for the Joint Staff told Congress on Wednesday that very early data suggests that up to two-thirds of the service members offered the vaccine have accepted. So apparently if you're getting deployed, the military folks are saying, oh, okay, I'll get it now. But if they're not being deployed, they're like, no, sir. I imagine, you know, explicitly no, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's a higher rate than the rate for the general population, which a recent survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation put at roughly 50%.
Oh, wow. Okay, then that's a lot different than I think it was a Pew Research study recently that was clocking in at 70-ish percent,
yeah.
69%, something like that.
Now, I wonder
when... It just depends on who you ask and where they call, I suppose.
Well, and I wonder when these studies were done, because this article is from... Looks like February 18th.
So it's a couple weeks old.
Yeah.
2 weeks, 3 weeks.
So, but I just wonder when the studies were done, the one you cited versus this one, because this says recent survey by the Kaiser Family Foundation. But they do say the significant number of forces declining the vaccine is especially worrisome because troops often live, work, and fight closely together in environments where social distancing and wearing masks at times are difficult.
It's really not worrisome because all of these troops are 18, 19, 20, you know, in that range. A few of them in their late 20s who've stuck on for, you know, longer than 8 years or whatever. But, you know, if you're into your 30s in active service, it's pretty unusual. Now you're a career military person at that point, from what I understand.
Yeah, so usually you move on from active duty.
These people are in good health generally, so, and they're young, so like there shouldn't be a worry at all about what's going to happen. Like if they catch COVID, it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, I can't imagine, because they're in the smallest risk category.
That's what I'm saying.
Children, right?
But people love to worry. They sure do love to worry because they are afraid all over the place, and it's really disturbing.
Well, the one thing the government is good at is distributing fear propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
The military's resistance also comes as troops are deploying to administer shots at vaccination centers around the country because, you know, somehow soldiers are now nurses.
Well, I don't think you need to be a nurse to learn how to give somebody an injection.
No, but... You know, that should be the exception to the rule.
I'm pretty sure a phlebotomist goes through, what, like 4 hours of training or something like that? It's not a real long...
It's more than that.
Is it? It's, I don't think it's that long, though. Like, it's not an intensive... That's somebody who draws blood. You know, that's probably a little more...
Yeah.
Difficult.
I don't like the idea of soldiers setting up vaccination centers around the country and giving folks their vaccines that... It's just horrible.
I don't like it because of the added, like, pressure that people are going to be facing when there's a bunch of soldiers camped somewhere.
Yeah, it seems more intimidating.
Yeah.
I think that's why they do it.
I'm sure that's why they do it, as a matter of fact. We're still struggling with what is the messaging and how do we influence people to opt in for the vaccines.
Plus, before you go on, there are studies that are done on Americans and their, like, distrust of various different arms of the federal government.
Yeah.
And rightfully, they distrust Congress probably more than anyone else. They distrust the presidency a fair amount.
Yep.
And they tend to trust the military. So if you actually look at the, you know, what people believe about the, they don't trust the judiciary that much, but the military, they trust them. Because more people know somebody who's in the military, right? There's more, as a percentage of the population, you know, I've got grandfathers that were in the military. Who doesn't, right?
Right.
There's almost guaranteed
to
be somebody in your family that has, quote-unquote, served, which basically just means being a bitch of, you know, the politicians. But people don't make that connection.
Right.
So even though the military are at the disposal of corrupt politicians, they believe the military is honorable and the military is okay, and look, they're just following orders, and they're my family, and so they couldn't possibly do something that's wrong.
Right.
So that's a good reason, at least from the government's perspective, to have the military being the ones that hand out these shots rather than some, you know, other, you know, the Postal Service or something like that, right? Like, people have bad experiences with the Postal Service, but the military hasn't occupied their streets, so they're not mad at the military.
I mean, how convenient, too, if somebody does get out of line or change their mind or, you know, have or maybe do some sort of, you know, I don't know, civil disobedience or a protest of some sort at one of these vaccination centers, you know, because of their beliefs.
You got armed men right there.
How convenient that they have armed men right there to just sort of handle it for them. The article continues, we're still struggling with what is the messaging and how to influence people to opt in for the vaccine, said Brigadier General Edward Bailey, the surgeon for the Army Forces Command. He said that in some units, just 30% have agreed to take the vaccination.
Oh, wow.
While others are between 50 and 70%. Forces Command oversees major Army units encompassing about 750,000 Army Reserve and National Guard soldiers at 15 bases. So I guess that's their cross-section. At Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where several thousand troops are preparing for future deployments, the vaccine acceptance rate is about 60%, so that's a little closer to what you had mentioned. Bailey said, that's not as high as we would hope for frontline personnel. Bailey has heard all the excuses. I think the most amusing one I heard was, the Army always tells me what to do. They gave me a choice, so I said no.
Nice.
Yeah, surprise. How surprised was he that the Army gave him a choice?
That's a shock.
Service leaders have vigorously campaigned for the vaccine. They've held town halls, written messages to the force, distributed scientific data, posted videos, and even put out photos of leaders getting vaccinated. Sound familiar? Sounds like everything I've seen online about, you know, politicians getting their photos taken, getting the shot or whatever.
Trust us.
Yeah.
We're politicians.
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live on the...
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is marking International Women's Day by touting two female nominees for four-star commander status.
We need little girls and boys both who have grown up dreaming of serving for their country to know this is what generals in the United States Armed Forces look like. This is what vice presidents of the United States look like.
During a White House ceremony, the president touting the accomplishments and leadership of women in the military. The House plans to hold a final vote on the coronavirus relief package Wednesday morning at the latest. That's what Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters, adding it depends on when they get the bill from the Senate. Pelosi saying she's confident more Democrats will vote for the bill despite changes made by the upper chamber. President Biden says once he has the bill, he'll sign it immediately. This is USA Radio News. There are now more than 29 million coronavirus cases in the United States. According to Johns Hopkins University, the death toll is above 525,000. Worldwide, there are around 117 million cases and more than 2.5 million deaths. Tragedy strikes at an Ohio fraternity. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, Dan Araki has the details.
An Ohio college student hospitalized by an incident of alleged fraternity hazing has died. Bowling Green State University student Stone Fultz died Sunday after being hospitalized last week because of an alleged hazing incident involving a large amount of alcohol consumed in a short time at an off-campus event. The 20-year-old sophomore business student was a pledge with the Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity. The university has placed its chapter on the fraternity on administrative leave while the incident is under investigation. In a statement, BGSU President Rodney K. Rogers said the university mourns Fultz's tragic loss and shares in his family and friends' sorrow.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. Welcome back to the program. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Those are the 10 magic digits you need to join in our conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And let's go right to the phones. We have Dave calling from Saipan. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I was listening to your discussion about the troops refusing the vaccine, and I think that's great because back in the day, 31 years ago, I wish I could have refused.
Oh, what kind of vaccines were they giving you 30 years ago?
Oh, God, they gave us, I had a shot record that was like literally 4 pages long, and they were giving us some of the experimental anthrax vaccines and some other drugs to counteract what they thought, you know, was the nerve gas threat from the Iraqis. And we were forced to sign a waiver. Basically, it says, you know, if you get sick or die, your family can't sue. And I was like, well, what if I don't sign this waiver? And they're like, well, you'll go to jail. So it was sort of like they had us between a rock and a hard place. And I didn't see anybody get sick But I know that in that batch of shots, about a couple hundred soldiers and sailors died.
Wow.
And it turned out, yeah, it turned out there was a quality control problem in the company that made the vaccine. Like, they were supposed to purify it or run it through the cycle,
yeah,
like four or five times. So they only did, like, once or twice. And you had a lot of problems. And then Gulf War illness, a lot of the Gulf War illness has been linked to a lot of the drugs and vaccines that people were forced to take.
Right. I know a guy who was in the military during, we'll call it Gulf II, and he doesn't even know some of the stuff that they put in him. I was also, I was roommates with a guy who's a Vietnam vet, combat veteran, and he had kind of the same story. He was like, you know, they gave us a bunch of shots. They told us they were vaccines for us going overseas, and Lord only knows what was in them. And there's you can't get those records, right? They just don't have them. They don't produce them. If you ask them, they're like, oh, we can't give that to you. You know, so
right. And you know, and it's like I can kind of understand. You're going into a war fighting situation. The enemy is saying that they're going to use, well, it's like we knew that they had the biological weapons because we had the receipts. But, you know, it's like I could kind of understand in my situation, you're in the Gulf, Iraq just invades Kuwait, you're like right there, they're threatening to use chemical weapons and biological weapons. So I could understand, but this COVID thing, I mean, I think I had it back in January last year.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who had it.
There's evidence that it was on the West Coast long before, you know, any of the lockdowns and that kind of thing, a good 6 months prior.
Oh, yeah. Well, this island was crawling with Chinese tourists for months, right, during the whole beginning. And everybody I know got sick. So. And I know a couple people who took the vaccine so far. Thank God, so far, no ill effects. But we have no idea what the long term
is. Dave, being a former military person, are you surprised that the military is giving people the choice? I would have thought they wouldn't have a choice. Period. That they just line them up.
I'm actually surprised, but at the same time, I think a lot of people have over the years kind of been wising up, because I think a lot of veterans have been talking and speaking out about these kind of issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, I hang out, most of my friends are veterans, and, you know, I'm sitting there talking to a couple of Marines who were in Desert Storm 2, and they're sitting there talking about how they had problems with, like, anger issues and anxiety and all this stuff, and the guy said, yeah, it's because of the vaccines. And I'm thinking, wow, holy crap. those were some of the issues that I faced. And my father was a Vietnam veteran, and he wound up, you know, succumbing to Agent Orange after, you know, decades.
Yeah, we've heard all about that, for sure. We've talked about that. You said that you wanted to mention something about the Endless Wars as well.
Yeah, you know, I had a really, you know, I was listening to the conversation yesterday. Of course, it's morning time here, so once in a while I'm at work and I try to listen to you guys in a while.
It's the future in Saipan. Can you give me the winning lottery numbers for today?
The winning lottery numbers are 4, 8, 23, 69, and 9.
All right, thanks. I'll split it with you.
He just wanted to say 69 on the air.
No, I wasn't even thinking about it, but I think it could be a subconscious Freudian slip. I don't know. It's been pretty nice out here. We miss Mark. Tell him, give him my regards.
Word. I appreciate the call today, Dave. Thanks. I'm surprised that they are giving them a choice. I would have thought that because the military are who they are, they'd just lined them up and been like, go get your shot. And what are they going to say? No, disobey a direct order?
Well, here's your best bet. Don't join the military in the first place, and that's the choice that you ultimately have to make, is to join or not join the military. And if you do join the military, then they own you, basically. And like you're saying here, this is a surprise that they're actually allowing this to be a choice They could probably change their mind about that at any time. As Bonnie said, she's got a loved one who is in the military in her family that says that once the CDC gives this some sort of sign-off, then they could force it on the troops.
Yeah.
So, for choice, have the choice to go, you know, tell your commanding officer that you've turned into a trans pot user or that you just took some LSD, and then they might they might kick you out.
That's like my get out of jury duty card.
Does that work for jury duty?
No. I can spot a guilty person a mile away. All right, you're out.
Well, hopefully you wouldn't be trying to get out of jury duty because you could instead use your power to jury nullify.
Well, that would be my current strategy, but my previous strategy...
Well, that will also get you out of jury duty if you tell them that you intend to nullify the verdict.
Oh, no.
That also doesn't
now, get now
you
I would
jury.
Totally take it and then, you know, go in with the opportunity to actually do some nullification.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I want jury duty.
Yeah, I never wanted it before. I would always, like, do my best to get out of it because I'm like, it's a waste of time. I actually would lose money because I would have to take off work and that kind of thing. And whatever stipend they give you isn't, you know, my salary or whatever, right? You know, it doesn't meet, you know, it's a fraction of that. So it was always a bad idea to me. And then sometimes those things go on forever. If you get out, like, a murder trial or something.
It could be weeks.
Months even, you know what I mean? And now with COVID, like, how does that work? Do you virtual jury?
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're having in-person trials yet or not. They were talking last year about doing some trials of trying to have real-life trials again, and I don't know if they've continued with that or if they've suspended it. I've not heard. I know I tried to get into the first trial when I heard that they were going to do an in-person trial. It was going to be actually here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire. It was going to be the first place where they tried to do it again with all these stupid social distancing rules that would be in place. Like, they were going to cut down the amount of people that could be in the courtroom at all. So basically, almost no one could come and watch the supposedly public trial due to these new rules.
Right.
But I said, hey, you know, I'm a member of the media. I want to record this. The clerk of the court got on the line, acted real nice, acted like, yeah, sure, you know, let me get back to you on this. He never got back to me.
Of course.
And, you know, the time the trial passed, and I just don't, you know, I didn't have the time to keep trying to chase him down. So I couldn't get into that trial.
Well, we mentioned the CDC, and they had something to say today. We'll tell you more about that coming up on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to join the conversation tonight. We've got that and more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
You've tuned into the right place for the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we were talking in the last segment about the military refusing the COVID vaccines. And us being surprised that they've been given a choice. And, Bonnie, you had mentioned something about a family member or a friend that, you know, they until the CDC says it's okay that they'll still be given the choice.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
Well, the CDC had something to say today, not necessarily to the military, but just to people in general, I guess. And I got this was the first that I saw of it was from a KNUE.com, that's apparently a country western station out of Texas. But their article says, CDC, fully vaccinated people can gather without masks and social distancing. And at first, because that's a headline, you're like, oh, wow, everything's going back to normal. Nope.
Mm-mm-mm.
Not so fast, people. If you've been able to snag a COVID-19 vaccine during this initial rollout, the CDC is now releasing the long-awaited news that fully vaccinated people can gather indoors without masks or social distancing. The news was announced Monday morning. As we inch closer to summertime...
Oh, wait, we weren't allowed to do that before?
Yeah, it seems like they just realized the conundrum of how are they going to get people to take the vaccines if I take all the vaccines and I still have to do all this crap.
But you will still have to... If you want to follow all the rules, there's more coming to this, right, Captain? There's another...
Yeah, as we inch closer to summertime... this author says, I'm kind of ignoring spring break altogether. Many of us are itching to get back to what life was like pre-pandemic, which, you know,
Here's a suggestion. Stop being a pussy and just go out and do it. I'm so sick of these people.
Yeah, we are celebrating the 52 weeks to flatten the curve.
Unfortunately, we are. In fact, we're going to be celebrating 1 year of nightcap coming up here later this month. We was talking with Vincent about that. We're going to be bringing back the Keen nightcap.
Bringing it back?
Toward the end of this month. Yeah, even though there isn't a stay-at-home thing in place in New Hampshire. We just had so much fun with NICAP, we just had to bring it back. For listeners that don't know, that's where we go out and basically throw a party every Friday night or midnight, Saturday morning in Central Square in downtown Keene, New Hampshire.
We'll still break the law however we can think about breaking the law.
It's true.
My favorite is that the government is so inept that they call it the Keene Square, and it's really a circle.
That's right. Yeah, they do.
It's an illustration of how incompetent government actually is.
Well, if you're standing there and you're looking at it, it does look like a circle, but I notice on the map, the roads are kind of a square. It's just not a completely symmetrical square.
Okay.
I'm not sure how that is. Well, you'll have to show us on the map.
Like an irregular four-sided shape.
It's octagonal. Either way, it's not a square. At any rate, the article continues. Many of us itching to get back to what life was like pre-pandemic, traveling without concern, enjoying amusement parks, going to concerts. And honestly, the COVID-19 vaccine is our fastest track back to that life, says this author.
Ridiculous propaganda.
Yeah, you know, just start living your life. Just start acting like it was pre-pandemic. Because guess what? There are no bodies. There's no bodies crowding up the streets. The hospitals are not full. The military is not rolling out emergency hospitals or changing football stadiums into emergency hospital centers for quarantine. Any of that. None of that is going on.
That's because this isn't a problem.
No.
And it hasn't been.
It's got to be the lamest pandemic on record as far as pandemics go.
Yeah.
Florida's been open since September, and they don't have bodies on every street corner.
Not only that, but we were, I don't remember which host brought it in, but the numbers, the comparison between Florida and California were very similar as far as infection rates, as far as death rates. I mean, almost the same. In fact, I believe California's was slightly worse than Florida, if I recall correctly.
I have a bit here from WND.com that says, government data shows masks had no impact on COVID spread.
But what they did have an impact on was dehumanizing the population of the planet, and that is something that we're going to be reckoning with for a long time to come. And we don't even know how much damage this is going to do to especially young people, especially people who are children. Those who can't remember a time before there were masks, or those who are very, very young at the time at which they were forced into these masks, there's going to be some severe damage done to these people to take away their ability to connect with another human being by simply being able to look at that person's face and know whether that person's angry or know whether that person's happy, to have those nonverbal communication abilities just wiped away. It's stunning.
It's going to have, and let's just say, I don't think it's going to happen, but let's just say things do kind of go back to normal, right, for all intents and purposes, right? No masks, no social distancing. You know, everybody who's participated in the masking, if you will, and the social distancing is going to remember it. And, like, what if it happens again later on? The government has used this ability once.
Right, they'll pull it out again.
You know they're going to. Yeah, it's in their bag of tricks now. They know they can get away with it.
They might pull it out every fall. You know, for the states that sort of allow people to go back, they may then re-crack down later on. Who knows? And, of course, you've got people apparently protesting in Texas over the Texas removal of the mask mandate, which I believe starts mid-month.
I
don't remember if it was Bonnie who told. Somebody told me that.
The 15th.
Yeah.
What a bunch of lemmings.
Yeah. Well, and that's
please bring the mandates back.
That's what they want.
Yeah, to delete Twitter off my phone because I was just so annoyed with the people I went to high school with posting stuff like, if my job doesn't still enforce masks, I'm quitting in a heartbeat.
Well, I mean, they can go on unemployment and collect $300 a week.
Probably
apparently.
More than they're making.
These people do realize that it's always been, like, they could have been masking before, and they can mask after the mandates are over, right?
No, but they want their employer to mandate it.
The flu has always killed old people.
That's true.
Indeed. Wow. Some people just don't get freedom, man.
I've got the same story, Captain, that you have, but it's from the AP, if you want to hear what they have to say. So they say that the fully vaccinated Americans can gather with other vaccinated people indoors without wearing a mask or social distancing, according to long-awaited guidance from federal health officials, because that's how Americans are. They can't make decisions for themselves. They have to wait till a government agent guides them.
Yeah, this one gives an example. They say, for example, visiting with relatives who live together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you couldn't do that before, apparently.
That's what they're saying.
Apparently now you can. And so this is, I mean, I don't think anybody, if anybody was really abiding by that, you're dumb.
People who live in your own house.
That and other people that have all been vaccinated. They're now saying it's fine to get around those people. However, a few paragraphs down, it says the CDC is continuing to recommend that fully vaccinated people still wear well-fitted masks, avoid large gatherings, and physically distance themselves from others when out in public. Now, here's the thing about this. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Even if you go by what they ostensibly believe, if they, you know, the whole like public propaganda around the mask thing is, you're supposed to wear the mask to keep other people from getting sick, right? So it's not about you; it's about the other people,
right,
is what they say.
Do you care for others? Wear the mask.
Okay, so if it's okay to go around other people who've been vaccinated in the same room with no mask on, why wouldn't it be okay to go outside with no mask on? It doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, whenever government tries to help a situation, it's basically like pouring gasoline on a fire.
Because if what they're trying to say is, they're saying two different things at the same time.
Yes.
Okay, they're saying that it's okay. The vaccine has made you safe. You can be around other people who have the vaccine. Because the vaccine has made you safe. Wait, no! The vaccine has not made you safe. You have to wear a mask when you're outside because we think you might infect other people. Huh?
Well, and I still wonder, they haven't, and by they, I mean the CDC, the politicians, anybody who's declared or mandated a lockdown or social distancing or closing of businesses of any kind. Nobody has addressed the people who get the COVID and recover from it.
Hmm.
What are the rules for these people?
Yeah, that's a good question.
They've had it. They didn't get vaccinated,
mm-hmm,
but they're no longer a threat to anybody.
And presumably their immune system has boosted them against future encounters.
I know lots of people who have gotten it, but I don't know anybody who has gotten it twice.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who's gotten it twice either.
I've been sick twice in the last year and a half.
I've only been sick the one time, and I don't think it was COVID.
Yeah,
I think it was a dead sinus.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to go and get a test to find out.
Yeah, me neither. 603-283-6160. Are you happy that you can now visit with relatives? More Free Talk Live coming up.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.